From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Another day of fighting in several parts of Iraq today. U.S. Marines clashed once again with insurgents in Fallujah. There are also reports of fighting near the Shiite holy city of Najaf. And in Baghdad, the military says two U.S. soldiers were killed when a powerful explosion went off while they were searching a building. Brigadier General Mark Kimmett says the troops were looking for chemical munitions at the time of the explosion. NPR's Philip Reeves went to the scene today.
Young Iraqi men pick apart the wreckage left by an American raid that went badly wrong. With wrenches, iron bars, and bare hands, they tear off every available piece of scrap from the charred U.S. Humvees parked outside the building where the blast happened. They make a barricade from the parts and photograph one another posing on the destroyed vehicles. A year ago, after Saddam's fall, you wouldn't have seen such a display in Baghdad. Today, the roughnecks of the street revel in what they perceive as a victory.
We can't destroy anybody. We destroyed it. We destroyed the technology of America. We destroyed it.
Iraqis, milling around the site of the explosion, which tore off the side of a large one-story building, have convinced themselves, without offering proof, that U.S. casualties are high.
You know, 20, maybe more.
They denied any Iraqi casualties, although several injured were filmed being hauled from the wreckage. They say the blast happened when U.S. troops were trying to open the door of a basement storeroom. Shihab Mahmoud, a government clerk.
This, you know, group of cars just arrived here. I think they were in an inspection mission to check this place. It's a store for chemicals. They were trying, you know, to by a welding machine to just break the door. So I think there was a spark that causes this big explosion because, you know, flammable materials were inside.
U.S. military spokesman General Mark Kimmett has a different explanation.
The location where the raid occurred was a chemical store which the owner and his associates were suspected of supplying chemical agents to terrorist criminals and insurgents. There was also information that suggests these individuals were involved in the production of chemical munitions.
Kimmett didn't define what he means by chemical munitions, although he said it could include smoke grenades. At the scene, there's no sign of any precautions against possibly dangerous chemicals. Kimmett didn't comment on reports the raid involved the Iraq survey team searching for Saddam's chemical weapons. Iraqis in the Wazaria neighborhood where the blast happened say the store was used for detergents and for cosmetics like lipstick, but the general dismisses this.
So if it was making lipstick, that's some pretty high-test lipstick.
At the blast site, a man waves the bloodied tatters of an American military uniform. A handful of people stand in the doorway of the adjoining property.
Standing here, otherwise that is heaps. Take everything.
Kazim Mourad Mehdi is guarding the possessions of his relative, Dr. Galen Mahmoud Ramiz, an internationally known political commentator who was among those badly injured in the blast. Such people are not natural foes of the U.S. occupation. But amid the debris and looters, his relatives, like lawyer, are trying to make sense of what's now happening.
I think there is a price for everything. We got freed from Saddam, liberated, I would say. But that's the dark side of the moon. There is a price for everything. Even my freedom, my liberty, for the protocol. I hope we will see the sun again someday.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Baghdad.